Now we welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show, Helen Thomas, longtime White House correspondent. Hello, Helen. Welcome Hi. To the program.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, what do you make of Dick Cheney's hunting accident?
Well, I think it's a very sad situation all around, certainly for the man who got hit, and probably more wounded than we realized at first. And I think it was very handled very badly, actually, by the White House and by Cheney himself, because he doesn't seem to understand he's a public figure, the number two man in the country, and so forth. And it should have been announced to the national networks, newspapers, right off the bat.
How soon after the shooting should it have occurred?
Well, I think once Mr. Whittington was in the hospital and under good care, then they could have announced it Saturday evening, certainly.
And what damage was done by the delay until Sunday?
Well, it emphasized the penchant for secrecy. When anything happens to a top figure in this country, it's news. And when the vice president shoots somebody, that's news. And you don't suppress it because it always arouses suspicions. I don't think, you know, of any suspicions per se, but I do think that people will, I mean, the wonderment is why wait nearly a whole day?
Again, I have been trying to figure out what was the harm in waiting 18 hours. What was the harm?
The harm is that it indicates they will keep a secret a major event. And that in itself adds that this is a very, very secretive administration.
How do you...
I don't think that government officials should keep those kind of secrets.
So 18 hours versus...
That's a long, long time. You of all people should not be asking even that question, because you operate really on instancy, and we all do.
Yes, but I don't think 18 hours is secret keeping, especially when they release it.
I'm sorry. In the news business, it sure is.
Now, what other...
And for it to come in a different way, you know. They should have announced it. It would have really simplified everything. And.
But again, what I don't understand, Helen, I really don't understand. I'm talking to Helen Thomas, longtime UPI reporter and now with the Hearst newspapers. What the damage was by waiting, I guess.
Damage was to their reputation for secrecy.
But you don't really
care. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. It can extend to anything.
But I mean,
it
you don't.
It's part of their whole part and parcel. It's their penchant for keeping everything secret. He should have announced it. His office should have announced it. It could have cleared the decks right off the bat.
But Helen, you
don't see the value of that. I can't understand you.
You don't like them to begin with, and you would never believe they were being transparent to begin with, do you, Helen?
No, that has nothing to do with it. Don't be silly.
But you don't like them, do you?
I don't like the way he's operated, leaking classified documents, defending torture. In fact, working very hard against any ban on torture. I don't know if you saw the photographs today that were when it first shown on the Australian TV.
But
it's so desecrating to our country, our reputation, our sense of decency.
And so, and I have not seen those photographs.
Well, I commend them to you.
I'm getting back to the point that you and your colleagues in the White House press room, you really don't like Dick Cheney or George Bush at all, do you?
I didn't say that. I certainly respect the presidency. I don't like what they've done. I don't like the war, per se. I certainly don't like torture.
But
I don't like the degradation of America.
But Helen, you don't like them, do you? I mean, just honestly.
What the hell's that got to do with it?
Well, I think it matters.
I consider myself a very straight and fair reporter.
Well, I didn't say you weren't.
I judge these people on their actions. Do you?
Yeah, but I don't say you're not. I'm just asking a simple question.
The fact that you like him, are you angry that people are critical?
Helen, we've been watching the White House press corps for the last 2 days get very angry at Scott McClellan, and I've seen you wrestle with them for a long years, a lot of presidents. But this one, it just seems to me that this White House press corps doesn't like this president or vice president more than most.
I think it's a very valid story of asking why they waited 18, 20 hours.
But that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking if you like him.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
But why not tell me if you don't?
What does it matter?
Well, it might affect your reporting.
Because that isn't the way reporters operate. We operate on the news and on the facts.
And you have no bias?
No.
No anti-Bush bias at all?
Look, I take everything that he does by with a grain of salt, because I've already seen, I think, that he was wrong to take us into the war.
Do you think he lied to us about that?
Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
That's a question to a question.
Where are the ties to Al-Qaeda?
Do you think he lied to us about that?
I think he's still looking for the weapons of mass destruction. Are you?
But
do you care whether a president says there are weapons of mass destruction that can destroy us in 45 minutes?
But Helen, did you think that he knew going in that they weren't there?
Yes.
And so you do think he lied going in? He deceived us all?
I think that there were facts. They cherry-picked the facts. They wanted a war.
Do you think he should be impeached?
No.
No?
No.
Why not? If he lied to us about taking us into war.
Well, very few presidents tell all the truth.
So it's okay for presidents to lie?
No, it's not okay, but I'm telling you, it's par for the course.
Now, you voted for Kerry, right?
I didn't say that, and I don't understand your line of questioning.
I'm getting at why the White House press corps is so mad at Dick Cheney for 18 hours. I think it's because you guys hate him.
Are you a journalist?
Yes.
Do you think that we should know the news when it happens? And are you interested in the news?
Yes, yes.
Well, then why would you think it's best to wait 18 hours affecting a public figure who could make decisions for our country, war and peace?
Because in the 16-hour difference between what you wanted him to do and what I think he did, I don't see any significance.
Okay, so we differ. Let's go on to another
subject. Well, that's what I want to get to. Why does, given that it's this 18 hours...
I told you that it's news when it affects a public figure and he shoots somebody.
But I mean, okay, let me approach it this way, Helen. Talking with Helen Thomas, longtime UPI correspondent in the White House and, of course, columnist now for Gannett Newspapers.
No,
Hearst. I'm sorry. Hearst Newspapers. You've been in how long in the White House press corps?
Since 1961.
All right. So you've been there since Jack Kennedy. This is the angriest that press room has ever been. I think it's angrier than when Nixon.
No. It's not the angriest. No, not at all. What? It's because everything's televised now.
Well, yes, but I mean, it's the angriest I've seen. When was it angrier?
Well, Watergate was very angry.
It was. Yes, but this, indeed. I think this is angrier than Watergate.
We didn't have total television every day.
And you guys took out Nixon, didn't you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you got rid of Nixon.
He took out himself.
Oh, come on. Woodward and Bernstein helped, didn't they?
Every reporter helped to find out the truth.
Right.
Are you against that?
No,
who are you? Who am I talking to?
Hugh Hewitt.
Am I talking to a journalist?
Yes. Yes, for a long time. I'm just curious about what's gone wrong.
Tell me about your career. What have you really done?
Well, it's not nearly as impressive as you.
It's very important to me. Where did you work?
PBS for 10 years.
PBS?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good credential.
There you have it. See, I'm...
But then you decided to switch over?
No, to switch over to what?
God knows what you are.
No, I'm just asking questions. This is so interesting, Helen. Journalists never answer questions like who they voted for and why they're mad at the president.
I don't think they should.
Why? Why should you guys have a special position in the White House press corps that you don't have to answer questions?
Because in journalism, you're supposed to play the story straight, whatever the facts are, and we're doing that.
Well, that doesn't go to why you should, you know, who made you folks queens and kings that you don't have to answer who you voted for? Do you own a gun, Helen?
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
I think it's an interesting question. Do you support abortion rights?
Do you own a gun?
No. Got a cannon, but no gun. No, I just joking. Helen, I just wonder, why do journalists get all upset when...
Do you support abortion rights?
No, I don't. I'm a pro-lifer. But now, Helen, my question is, why don't the White House press corps answer these questions? Why do you guys presume to have the right to just be above it all and be gods of the public good?
Because we really are trying to get to the truth, and it has nothing to do with us personally.
Helen, I don't believe that. I don't think you're trying to get to the truth.
You don't have to believe it. Why are we fighting?
Because if
you,
in fact,
ask some legitimate questions.
Well, if in fact, would it be significant if you had voted for John Kerry, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Mike Dukakis, Walter Mondale, and Jimmy Carter? Would that be significant?
No. No,
you did vote for him, didn't you?
I got it right. I worked for United Press International for more than 50 years, and I wrote straight copy. I was never, never accused of bias.
But you did vote.
I did not buy out of the human race. I permitted myself to care, to believe, to think. But I assure you that it did not get in my copy. And can you say the same thing?
But, Helen, I'm saying you did vote all those years, didn't you?
Your bias has come through. You're not asking legitimate questions.
You are
baiting people.
Why is this not legitimate?
Why don't you try to find out what is really going on in this world?
Why isn't it legitimate to know who you vote for?
Pardon me?
Why isn't it legitimate to know who a longtime White House reporter has voted for?
It's none of your business, because it has nothing to do with my copy and my work, and you've called me because I'm a journalist.
But wouldn't it be significant if you were, in fact, a card-carrying, longtime Democratic?
I told you that I wrote straight copy for more than 50 years until I became a columnist.
But I understand that, and that can be perfectly true.
It's very possible. Have you been a straight reporter?
Yes, I did reporting for PBS for 10 years, but I'm a conservative.
Even with what you believed and so forth?
Of course. I'm just transparent.
Were you able to do it?
Of course, Helen.
Backed you away?
Do you think that what makes you a journalist is the fact that you won't tell people who you voted for?
Did I say that? I told you that I was a straight, factual reporter for more than 50 years.
And now you're an opinion columnist.
That's right.
And so now you can tell us who you voted for.
And I don't think it's your business who I voted for.
All right.
I don't think you have the right to ask anybody that question.
Why not?
Well, it's just
not a
fair
free press, isn't it? You want to censor my questions?
It's a secret ballot.
But of course you don't have to answer, but why should you censor my questions?
Because you are looking for trouble. That's why you're not asking legitimate questions. That has nothing to do with the current situation.
It's actually just
you have an undercurrent campaign going on in your own mind.
An undercurrent campaign? No, I actually have a very open campaign to suggest that the White House press corps is biased and liberal. I mean, that's just my belief. I believe I have lots of evidence for that. Do you know any conservatives in the White House press corps?
God, yes.
Who?
And anyway, I don't have to name names.
You know, there aren't any. I mean, any big names.
What's wrong with being liberals?
Bill Santos. There's nothing wrong with being liberals.
Okay, well, why are you attacking?
I'm not attacking.
Why don't you just act like a journalist and quit all this stuff?
Well, you want me to join the guild.
Why don't you stick to the news and the facts?
You want me to join the guild and just go along?
Did I say that?
Well, yes. You want me to ask the questions you're comfortable being asked.
I'm a liberal, and I'm a columnist, and I wrote straight news, I told you, for 50 years. Get that in your head.
Oh, I believe that. But now, Helen, why don't you like George Bush?
I don't like people who want a war.
And you just think he really just decided to go to war. And is Iraq better off today than it was 4 years ago?
I want you to look at these pictures of these detainees and prisoners of war. You will really be so disturbed.
What did we do?
Why don't you look at the pictures and call me back?
No, but Helen, before I let you go, I want to know, why do you think Iraq is worse off today than it was 4 years ago? What was Saddam doing to his people?
Should they be the grateful dead, 100,000 dead, wounded? Should all of the people we have killed, Americans, dead, should they be happy? I mean, what are you talking about? Did you enlist?
I'm asking.
Are you going to be recruited?
I'm asking, Helen, if you think Saddam was good for Iraq.
Of course not, but okay. I don't think it was right to go in and to kill thousands of people.
Do you think he would have killed even more and that there would have been any free elections?
No, I think that we brought it on, and we have really killed thousands. And I don't know how you can face that fact and look in the mirror.
And what would have happened to the oil for food program if Saddam had not been removed?
Look, I'm talking about human beings. Why don't you try to think of the people you've killed? All of us. It's all on our hands.
Helen, again, I think it was
I'm
a
so
good thing.
I'm so sorry that you don't care about people who've been slain, thousands and thousands. Worry about them.
They can't vote. Helen.
Okay, goodbye.
Nope. I lost her. Hello. Ed Henry and Helen Thomas will return shortly.